The big swamp coolers blow down the aisles of the small stalls, cooling the cement building on a hot summer day. The market is located in the old Welch's Juice Factory.
Really, really early on in the early 1900s, Merlin Church was here, and he did ice and cold storage. He then transformed it into Church Grape Juice Factory, and then fast forward, it was sold to Welch's, and so this is, most people know it as Welch's.
That was Audra Thurman. She's the vendor manager for the public market that opened in June. She also owns Yet Lovely, a home decor and clothing space. In December 2021, she began signing up vendors to rent the spaces in the shuttered factory. The variety of items on sale is impressive. Everything from candy to massages to food vendors, clothing, and furniture. Diana Milton is one of those vendors. She owns How Sweet It Is, a candy store she dreamed of opening since she was a kid. She remembers going into candy stores and buying as much candy as her allowance would allow.
I have kids that'll come in and they'll have like a dollar or two and they're like, what can I buy? And they'll just like examine the store. I'll walk them around like, okay, you could get this thing or this thing or this thing. Yeah. So I have candy anywhere from like 75 cents to like $50. It's such a wide range, so.
The market vendors also offer a wide variety of goods, showcasing things that shoppers won't find in big box stores. The outside grass area also has yoga classes, live music, arm wrestling competitions, and food to eat. And, like the public market, Milton is trying to offer something different too.
I look for candy that catches my eye and candy that I haven't seen and I think is unique.
I'm Dori Luzo-Gilmore.